This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. Ukraine is investigating a gruesome video that purportedly shows the beheading of one of its soldiers and the latest accusation of atrocities said to have been committed by Russia since its invasion. The online video drew outrage from officials, including President Volodymyr Zelensky, as well as international organizations. The Kremlin called the footage horrible, but said it needed to be verified. There's been another missile launched by North Korea. The AP's Lisa Dwyer has more.
South Korea says North Korea has launched a ballistic missile off the North's east coast. North Korea has launched a barrage of missiles this year in protest of South Korean U.S. military drills that it views as an invasion rehearsal, which the U.S. and South Korea denies. The launch also comes as South Korea accused North Korea of not responding to South Korean calls on a set of cross-border inter-Korean hotlines for about a week. The lack of exchange of messages on the communications channels could be worrisome because one of the hotline's roles is to prevent accidental clashes along the rivals' sea borders. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The chair of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations said on Thursday that the bloc strongly condemns a military airstrike this week on a village in northwest Myanmar, which is reported to have killed up to 100 people, including civilians. Tuesday's attack in the Sagang area was the deadliest in a recent string of military air attacks, with children reported to be among the dead, and has drawn global condemnation. Myanmar has been in chaos since a military coup in early 2021 that upended a decade of tentative democratic reform, with a bloody crackdown on protests giving rise to an armed struggle against the ruling junta. A spokesman for the junta said the attack was conducted during a ceremony by the People's Defense Force, the armed force of the shadow government made up of members of the ousted civilian government. This is VOA News. Thousands of people lined the streets in the Irish town of Dundalk to welcome Joe Biden on his first visit to Ireland as President of the United States. Biden's mother's side of the family was from Ireland's eastern coast. People waited for hours in the cold and rain to take pictures with Biden or shake his hand. The president is proud of his Irish heritage. He visited with business owners and workers and said he wondered why anyone would ever leave Ireland. The second of two black Democrats expelled from the Republican-led statehouse in the U.S. southern state of Tennessee will be returning to the legislature. The AP's Ed Donahue reports.
Hundreds of supporters marched with Justin Pearson through Memphis to the Shelby County Board of Commissioners meeting. The vote was 7-0 for his return. Pearson and Justin Jones were expelled for supporting gun control protesters following a deadly school shooting in Nashville. Audio from WATN-TV. Pearson has a message for House leadership.
A movement is rising.
Republicans have so far refused to consider any new restrictions on firearms following the Nashville school shooting. I'm Ed Donahue.
Mexico's immigration head will face criminal charges in a fire that killed 40 migrants in a detention center last month. But President Andres Manuel Lopez Obrador said Wednesday that he will keep the official known for his hard line on northbound migration. Obrador's decision not to dismiss the head of the Mexican Immigration Institute appears to conflict with the Federal Attorney General's office announcement late Tuesday to charge him in connection with the blaze. Lopez Obrador and his administration are struggling with U.S. pressure to slow northbound migration, while the international community calls on Mexico to treat migrants humanely and safely. New York City has its first rat czar, whose sole mission is to lead the battle against the four-clawed vermin. AP correspondent Julie Walker has more.
Former school teacher Kathleen Karate says she couldn't believe the rat czar job was real.
Bloodthirsty is not a word you usually see in a job description.
But says she's ready to take on the city's rat population, which some peg at 2 million, others much more.
With a strong focus on cutting off the food, water, and shelter rats need to survive.
Mayor Eric Adams, who's had some rat problems of his own, expects her to be merciless when it comes to the city's most cunning enemy.
Rats think they run the city.
Julie Walker, New York.
You can find more on this story on our website, voanews.com. I'm Richard Green reporting for VOA News.